Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, we know that around 3/4 of Australian households eat pears, but many don't realise how versatile they are or even know how to cook them. So Australian Pears, the industry body for Australia pear growers, has teamed up with renowned cooks and chefs including Maggie Beer, David Bitton, Justin North and Vincent Gardin to release a brand new cookbook, by the way, called Rediscover Australian Pears. We've got Vincent on the line. How are you, Vincent?
Bonjour Ben, très très bien.
You're very well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about your career, because you are an excellent pastry chef.
I think I heard I was the best, though.
You are the best. How do you become the best pastry chef? How did that happen?
Well, if you have to describe a life of a chef, I will describe it in one word, and one word only: passion. This is it. If you got a passion for something, then there's no limits.
There is no limit. And how many years have you been mastering the art of pastry?
Ooh la la. It'll probably be close to 30 years now.
It's a long time, isn't it?
And you know what? Every time I wake up in the morning, I can't wait to go to work. So I'm fortunate to find basically a passion that I can live on.
And that's a good thing in today's world when you think about how many people hate their jobs.
Exactly right.
Now, look, when I saw that we were doing an interview on pears, I thought, oh, I love pears. So why do Australians love pears?
Well, because you know what? They're very versatile. They're available most of the time of the year. And really, you can eat them on the spot. And, I mean, I love, personally, in the kitchen, I love doing frangipane. Like, it's like some kind of almond cream. Mm-hmm. Frangipane and pear, for me, this is the best combination when it comes to pastry.
So when it comes to using pears, what's some advice that you can give for people in the kitchen?
If they're not so right, leave them as I do at Patsy's, you know, for a couple of days, room temperature. And what I do, you can either push them into a syrup. Now the syrup you can push the pear in can be anything from a wine base, from a spice base, or even a fruit puree base. I mean, the one you saw on the book, the one I create, La Poire, which is, you probably know, it's French for pear. It's actually a pear which I poached into raspberry coulis, or raspberry puree. So that's why it became red, and then I emptied the inside and filled up with chocolate mousse and a little bit of a crispy biscuit.
Sounds beautiful. When it comes to buying pears, though, what should we look for and how do we store them so they stay longer at home?
Well, basically, you go to the supermarket. Well, you just have to move the stamp a bit. And if it comes up easily, means your pear usually are nicely wrapped. You can always see it by the color as well. And when you press on it, how firm they are.
And storing them, what do we do? Do we put them in the fridge or?
Storing them, when they're not so ripe, just leave it outside, room temperature. And as I said, at Patsy's, it probably take 2 to 3 days to ripen, you know. And if they are ready, store them in the fridge till you're ready to consume. But as I said, they're absolutely lovely at the moment, so hopefully they shouldn't stay in your fridge for too long.
Now, you run a cooking school. You've been doing that for a long time. What should you say to people on the radio listening today who have thought, I'd like to learn how to make pastry?
Okay. For many people, pastry is a scary word, you know, but I make it very, very easy for everyone. I mean, you come to me at Patis, I can teach you anything from croquembouche to how to make chocolate to the actual pear tart, anything. Don't be scared. All you need is a good teacher. And I know one. His name is Vincent Gaddam.
Well, Vincent, thank you very much for joining us on today's program. Very, very nice to talk to you, of course.
Thank you, Ben.
And good luck with it all. So Rediscover Australian Pears, that's what you've got to rush out and buy off the bookshelf. And you can also head online to mindfood.com for some delicious pear recipes, including Maggie Beer's chocolate and fresh pear pudding. That sounds nice. Vincent Gaddam, thank you very much for joining us from the renowned cooking school, Patisse.
You too. Au revoir.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.